Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's Bud Pod 230.
230. Poo's dirty. It poo really is dirty. That is what we've been trying to teach everybody since we started.
We hope we've gotten through to some of you.
Poo is dirty. Stay away. I'm currently in shock because I'm looking at Pierre on a video call. And he looks like Michael Cera because he's shaved his beard and mustache off. His mustaches and beard are gone.
I was not expecting you to make the distinction there while I took a sip of coffee between beard and mustache.
Yeah. Mustaches, technically.
Yeah. Trousers. Mustaches.
Both of them are gone. Has anyone ever had a single moustache, technically, like just on the one side of the lip?
Surely someone's given that a go.
Is the equivalent is the facial hair equivalent of the monocle?
Yeah. A single moustache. The moustachical.
I'd have a monocle in one eye and then a moustache on the opposite side of my lip.
Yeah, and you'd balance it out. You'd be a villain whose name was Symmetry.
Yes. I like that.
And then there'd be a scene in the dark reimagining. Symmetry originally would just be like a sort of silly 60s Batman-style villain. And then in the dark reimagining, it would be like, oh, he only kills the left or right hand hostage, you know.
Yeah, and he positions the corpses afterwards in a symmetrical pattern. And
Batman folds paper together and then apart again, and it makes a clue.
Yeah. And then when Symmetry, the villain's like, yes, when I was a boy, my father would slap me on one side of my face and then the other side of my face. And ever since then, I've always... a lion ate one leg and a different lion ate the other leg. And ever since, I've been obsessed with the idea.
And at some point, someone would be like, whoa, on a precipice above a big pit of acid or a cliff, the edge of a skyscraper, whatever. And he'd be like, life's about balance. And he'd push them off.
Yeah. Nice.
It writes itself.
It's very good.
We're proving that you don't need AI. You just need two bored men. Riffing.
One so bored he's shaved his head. He's shaved himself. Why have you done this, Pierre? You look 16.
I am surprised that I haven't done this to myself since the start of lockdown one. So that's what, early 2020?
Yeah, that's a while ago. Yeah.
So I would have been...
You look like you're about to ask me if you can have some money to buy... Age of Empires 2.
I mean, I would like that. So the last time I did this, I was 29.
Whoa!
And I'm...
That's wild.
Yeah, and I'm 42 now.
You're farty poo, and you've taken all your hairs off.
I'm farty poo, and I've de-haired my face. And I still look... I guess because my face skin has been... has been sealed away, hasn't it, this whole time?
Yeah, protected from the elements.
I'm just going to adjust this stand. Apologies for anyone who's driving. Yes.
The skin, effectively, the skin from the bottom of your nose down to the bottom of your chin is like, what, 10 years younger?
Yeah. Symmetry.
Than every other bit of-
Symmetry. Symmetry. The top half is old, the bottom half is young. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's like just all fresh and shiny and sensitive.
So why do men with beards do this? As a man who has never been able to have a beard, I can't imagine why you'd want to get rid. Did you just get bored? Was it itchy?
I used to do it once a year as a kind of refresh my skin kind of thing.
Right.
Because who knows what's going on under there? you know?
Yeah, you need to check in on it.
Exactly. It's like an attic or a crawl space. You got to pop in there, maybe at Christmas.
Kick the tires.
Yeah, see if there's any mold. Well, so I used to do that as a matter of course. Excuse me.
Of course.
Of course, once a year. And I fell out of the habit. But, Phil, and I'm not sure how specific I can be, let's just say that I've done this to myself because I, later today, as we are recording this on Tuesday, the 5th of September, later today, Phil, I will be traveling back in time.
Right.
I will be being filmed for something. Not a big thing. There's just a I will be basically an extra, right? Like just a little. I'm not in something big. This is not how I tease the fact that I'm in some Apple show.
Okay.
It's a small thing. It's just a silly thing that I've managed to arrange with the help of a friend of mine. But
this is very mysterious.
Let's just say.
Are you on Tipping Point?
As we all know, Tipping Point is a no beard show.
I love Tipping Point.
Let's just say I'm playing someone who was doing a job in the middle of the 20th century that meant you couldn't have a beard.
Oh, what job in the middle of the 20th century meant you couldn't have a housewife?
Exactly. I want to break free. No, I would have needed the mustache for that. For some Freddie Mercury right. Hoovering. I'm doing some historical filming, let's say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Comedy historical?
No. Action.
Wow. In a movie? In a TV show?
A sort of movie-like television show.
A movie-like television show.
Let's just say it's a franchise that I'm not unlinked with, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, well, you've not told me anything about this.
I might have mentioned it in passing as a sort of funny thing that I was trying to arrange, but
okay,
it has come to pass.
I wanna know. Can you show me? I want to know about these strangers like me. Did you ever listen to... Were you a fan of Phil Collins' soundtrack for Disney's Tarzan?
The best soundtrack ever.
It's so good. I want to know. Can you show me?
I always liked the drawing style of Tarzan's knobbly limbs.
Yeah, the kind of...
Bobbly.
Thin, muscly, strong...
He's got a thin...
Kind of rock climber strong.
He's got a thin arm, but he's got a bicep.
That's it.
And he's got knobbly
he's
knuckles.
Got a long face.
Big knobbly knuckles, hands from gripping and swinging.
Yeah. And he's got that tan from being in the jungle all the time. Because he's a white guy, isn't it?
Because he's a honky. They call him the swinging cracker. They call him the swinging cracker. The jungle honky. Yes, Tarzan.
Wasn't it Emma Thompson? Emma Thompson was Jane, wasn't she?
No.
I think she was, you know.
Eh?
Who played Jane?
Actually, Tarzan, no beard. How's he done that?
Oh, I'm sorry, it was Minnie Driver. Ignore what I said. Listen to me.
How did Tarzan do no beard? Did the apes just eat it off?
Oh. Maybe had alopecia of the bottom face.
Alopecia bottom face, one of the most controversial women of the 1800s.
Yeah, well, she survived the Titanic, I think, alopecia bottom face.
I'm looking at Minnie Driver because I think it's one of the funniest names.
It is a funny name.
This is Minnie Driver, my Minnie Driver.
If you're her parents, why are you calling her Minnie Driver?
Her name is Amelia Fiona Driver. Where's Minnie come from?
Tell you what, though. Jane and Disney's Tarzan. She's got something. She's got something going on.
Oh, a sexy cartoon?
Yeah, Disney were good at a sexy cartoon.
Oh, yeah. She's... Jane is fit, Phil.
Oh, yeah, Jane is fit.
She was briefly engaged to Josh Brolin. Weird.
Jane from Tarzan.
Yeah, weird.
I'd even do that.
That can't have been in the
Man,
jungle.
That guy can get anyone. He can get any girl he likes.
Tarzan, even as a child watching it, I sort of thought, okay, so Jane, the whole thing is like, Jane is very civilized and repressed and doesn't want to marry, let's face it, Gaston. Let's not give him a different character name.
Oh, yeah.
It's Gaston. His name is like Cruelty Lion Shooter. It's a sort of insanely, obviously evil guy in a pith helmet or whatever. Anyway, she doesn't like him. Name. She's got a kind old dad, just like in Aladdin as well. Kind sort of bumbling father.
Oh, yes. They love a kind bumbling father.
Bumbly Kindman. His name is Bumbly Kindman. And, Phil, even as a child.
Clayton. That's what the villain was called. Clayton.
Yeah. Even as a child, I thought, but Jane's like, Tarzan's dick and balls is flopping around a lot.
Oh, yeah, under the loincloth.
He's wearing a loincloth. First of all, why?
Yeah.
Why has he done that?
Yeah, where did he learn shame in the jungle?
Mm.
What was his Adam and Eve moment in the jungle on his own?
Yeah, what did he encounter? The rare African shame lizard, and it bites you and you know what shame is. Or did a gorilla point at his human dick and balls and go, ooh! That doesn't look like a horrible piece of red string at all.
So Clayton's full name is William Cecil Clayton.
Whoa, there
you
go.
In case you weren't. Yeah.
In case the symbolism was lost upon you.
Do you remember how he dies at the end? It's back in Disney was fucking brutal.
Oh,
Disney didn't give a fuck.
Does the big gorilla tear him in half?
No, he's chasing Tarzan. And he gets wrapped up in the vines and he starts chopping the vines to free himself. And Tarzan's like, wait, stop. And he chops the wrong vines and one gets, tightens around his neck and he hangs himself.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
In a Disney movie. He hangs himself.
It's amazing, isn't it? That, like, it doesn't feel like that movie's from the era where you could still have hardcore deaths. Because the era we're in now...
Yeah, it feels too recent.
In the era we're in now, the only acceptable villain death is completely vague, unfollowed up, falling down chasm.
Falling down chasm, or such an enormous explosion that you don't even imagine bits flying off. It's just complete incineration.
Yeah, you have to presume. Yeah, cartoon deaths, basically.
Yeah.
Wow. But like, it didn't feel like at the time we would look back and go, these kids, they got their... No one's hanging themselves by accident at all in their movies.
And they show... They don't show him like actually being hung, but they show his shadow hanging. I think some lightning strikes and you just see the shadow of this swinging body.
I just got a... I genuinely just got a flashback. You saying that. I remember that.
Now you remember.
Now
I have such a... My memory is bad except for Disney villain deaths. I remember vividly how each animated Disney villain died.
I remember that, and it goes... And doesn't it, like, the horrible shadow of the hanged man, like, you see it passing across the face of the whimsical gorilla? Or someone...
Ah, something like that.
Someone stops and
does Tarzan,
it
like,
up.
Cover Jane's face or something like this? Cover her eyes?
Yeah, they look up and they're like, oh! Do you remember the whimsical gorilla, the one who's got sort of gelled hair, even though he's a gorilla?
Oh,
and he's like, come on, go talk to her, knucklehead. You know, he says things like that about Jane. Awful. Awful.
Wasn't one of the gorillas Rosie O'Donnell?
I don't know. But the sassy gorilla, the little guy, was a horrible Scrappy-Doo energy. Awful, awful Scrappy-Doo vibes from him.
Yeah, Turk. Turk was voiced by Rosie O'Donnell.
Really?
In Tarzan, yeah.
The nice gorilla.
Yeah, the fun one.
She's mad now, isn't she?
Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of the Trump years kind of broke it, didn't it?
Turk the gorilla is a pro-Trump...
No, I don't think she's pro-Trump because... Trump always made fun of her.
But is it, she's pro something odd. I associate her with, from at least the British point of view, ideological inconsistency.
Cancelled.
She got cancelled for something, right? That like. Say what you see, Philip.
Oh, here we are. Rosie O'Donnell. Okay.
I wanna know, would you blow me?
It's very hard because you look up cancel and it tells you what about her show being cancelled.
Yeah, but that is also a cancellation, kind of, because of her.
I think there should be a cancellation wiki. Like, you know, like Know Your Meme.
Wiki cancel.
Urban Dictionary or something. We need wiki cancel because at this point, everyone's been cancelled for something. So you need to be. This needs to be somewhere you can search someone's name. And then it tells you what they were cancelled for, when, why,
yeah,
who started it.
Because you do that. You go. Alopecia Smooth Bottom. She was cancelled for. Oh, was it racially abusing a train staff? And you look up and you go, no. She was bigoted, but not racially bigoted, towards an airplane steward. That's what it was. And then you go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we need a wiki cancel.
We need a wiki cancel. And we need a decent archive of villain deaths to test your mind out.
Oh, of Disney villain deaths.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Oh. My favorite is the way I want to die, which is how Lu Xiang died in Mulan. He, Mushu, voiced by Eddie...
Murphy.
Murphy. Fires, and the cricket, they fire a big firework into Lu Xiang that picks him up. Takes him up into the sky and blows him up.
Oh, yeah.
In a big firework. And that's how I want to go. I want to gather all my friends and family around like a platform in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And I'm strapped to a big firework. And someone hands out like raincoats. And my next of kin. And I need to come up with a list of who has this responsibility, lights the firework.
Yeah.
And everyone watches, and I go like, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye. It's been a good one. See you, folks. And then and then maybe some, and then people have umbrellas and they flew. And
oh. But, so you're not, yeah, you're not, but you're not even imagining there's enough to vaporize you.
No, I'd try and get something that would burn hot enough to vaporize most of me. But like, I'm not being unrealistic. There are going to be like little bits.
There's bits.
But hopefully most of me would burn
hot. There's bits of spine.
Yeah, maybe. And like, you can keep it. If something falls on you, that's yours to take home. Take a bit of me with you. It's all cool.
Is this on the program of your funeral?
Please help yourself, Tony.
The order of service. Today we celebrate the life and explosion of Phil Wang. And then at the bottom, in quotes, it says, "If something falls on you, you can keep it." People are like, as those are handed out, people are nudging each other. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Phil's debris with our compliments. That's what I would say.
Oh man! What? Okay, fair enough. But key question: what color explosion?
Oh, I think maybe a gold. I mean, maybe red for good luck in Chinese culture. I think either red or like gold.
What about? They have those ones where it's like big primary explosion and then lots of little nodule explosions.
Yeah. Maybe I have one that's a primary explosion, like my body, and then nodule explosions on my limbs.
Yeah. Okay, so primary explosion, gold, little beep 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 beeps, red, or vice versa.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Some combo like that.
Mix it up.
Okay, well, I'll make some calls.
Are you going to quiz me on Disney villain deaths?
Okay. I'll see if there's a list. Because surely, Philip, there is a list. I'll try and stick to our era. I don't expect you to have been up to... In fact, you know what? I'd be positively surprised if you'd kept up to date.
and worried.
Yeah, I would sort of be like, are you okay, Phil? You've been really getting into a lot of the new stuff.
I feel like villains at some point actually stopped dying. At some point they just became humiliated or had to become enthralled.
They start making friends. They make friends at the end.
Yeah, stuff like
Something
that.
Something that's been terrifying the whole film at the end is just like, oh, you're right, I'm sorry. Okay, let's go classic. The Evil Queen from Snow White, I believe. Yeah, Snow White.
Oh.
I don't remember this at all.
I think this is a falling one. Is this a falling one?
It's falling. Ooh,
it's falling.
He's got it.
Villain Death Whisperer. I think she falls. Doesn't she fall as the witch?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, come on.
I think
oh, I can't quite remember. It's raining. It's slippery. She slips. She slips on some rocky hill and she tumbles down and she dies.
I'll give you that. Falls off a cliff and is crushed by a boulder.
Nice.
But then secondarily, apparently eaten by the vultures who followed her.
Oh, yeah. This is even more badass back in the day. This is Walt shit. This is Walt shit. This is the kind of shit Walt would write.
Walt was in the room. You can smell it. You can smell it. That's my new character. It's like a YouTuber, Disney YouTuber. Just go through scenes with their head superimposed in the corner. Walt was in the room. You can smell it. Yeah, she fell off a cliff and some vultures ate her. The vultures that followed her, it says. And that is what will happen to Britney Spears. That is exactly what's been arranged for her. So that's good. Okay. There's a villain who I don't recognize called Monstro. It seems a bit on the nose.
Oh, gosh.
What's that from?
From which film?
Monstro. Oh, there's a bunch of Kingdom Hearts stuff on here. Fuck off. We mean the movies. No.
I tried to play Kingdom Hearts once. I find it too boring. I'm sorry.
You find it too...
That was boring.
Too boring?
Boring. It's hard.
Ooh.
It's hard and boring.
It's quite it's quite funny to read these deaths without having any context for these fucking... Yes, this is what just made me laugh. So it's a long list of the villains, right? And then to the wiki blue links on the name. And then to the right of the name is a sentence that describes what happened to them. Okay, so it's a big long alphabetical list.
This is ideal.
Yeah. So it's like the dragonfly gets eaten by a fish. That's one of them. You go, okay, whatever that's from. I just read Mr. Winky, right? I don't know who that is.
Mr. Winky?
Yeah, so I just went, it just goes, Mr. Winky, colon. So I was like, right, okay. A, who's Mr. Winky? B, let's find out what happened to Mr. Winky. Mr. Winky, probably sent to prison along with the weasels.
Probably.
I beg your pardon?
One would imagine.
Well, we have to surmise, of course, the fate of Mr. Winky.
It's funny because that's how a lot of history has to be said, right? Probably.
Yeah.
Athrelael was probably king during this. Mr. Winky probably went to prison with the other
Winkies. Now, none of us are sure of the exact fate of Mr. Winky, but popular myth would have us believe he was probably sent to prison along with the weasels. And that's when people put their hand up and go, is this the history tour? Is this the is this the right tour? The rat from Lady and the Tramp.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The big horrible rat.
Was he chased away and eaten by dogs?
Kind of. The rat threatens the baby.
I remember a rat.
There's a big rat at the end and it threatens the crib. It's going to get in the crib and bite the baby. Jesus.
Oh, yes. I think I remember this. I don't remember what happens to the rat.
It's killed by Tramp.
The lady?
No, the scrubbly.
Oh, no, that's the lady.
Wait, in Lady and the Tramp, is Lady the lady or is Tramp the lady? And Lady's the Tramp?
Lady's the lady. I was thinking of the song, That's Why the Lady is a Tramp.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, the lady is a tramp. So the tramp is a lady.
Sinatra really fucked us over there when it comes to comprehending the movie Lady and the Tramp.
There are two types of people in the world. People who believe it's Lady and the Tramp, people who believe Lady is the Tramp. Okay, so the tramp kills the rat.
Scrubbly dog comes in and bites the rat's head off, basically.
Goodness me.
Jesus.
Gather around, children. Let's watch this.
I just saw... Oh, this one is quite... This is excessive. Ursula. Ursula the Sea Witch.
Oh, this is a good one. How does Ursula die?
It seems like a lot.
Ursula. Gosh, I don't think I remember this, you know. Is this to do with her eels? No.
It's quite elaborate.
Oh, man. Is she like... does she get caught in the fisherman's net and they chop her up into sashimi? Or is she... Wow, I don't think I remember Ursula's death, you know.
It says... Impaled by the bow of a ship by Eric.
Oh, yes! In the thunderstorm. Yeah. That's sick. That one's sick. So, Ursula, she gets really big. She gets really, really big.
Yeah. So she's in.
And then a ship comes through and impales. How did I forget?
Impaled by a ship, struck by lightning, and then sinks with the ship. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. They didn't fuck around back
fucking
in the day.
Fucking hell.
They didn't fuck around. None of this I've seen the error of my ways, horse crap. People died back in the day. They died.
They really died. Oh, God, Frollo. You should know what happens to Frollo.
Oh, Frollo, yes. Well, there's a big... is it a big riot out in the street of Paris? And he's they're fighting... He's trying to kill Quasimodo up on the tower,
yeah.
And he slips and he falls and he grabs one of the gargoyles and the gargoyle comes alive and he goes and the gargoyle breaks and Frollo falls down into the molten. I think they have the bells melted and
you've
there's
got
a molten like bell.
You've
yeah,
got
he
it.
Falls into yeah.
It's cause of death, molten bell. the brand of soap.
It's a classic case of Molten Bell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, if you look here on his, the discoloring around the eye, that's Molten Bell, baby. Falls into a lake of molten copper poured into the street by Quasimodo. I don't know if Quasimodo did that, but whatever.
That's it. That's a sick one. It's really good, because, like, you're sort of wondering the whole... Hunchback of Notre Dame is the best Disney movie. You're wondering the whole time, are these gargoyles really alive? Is Quasimodo just so maddened by his loneliness that he's imagined these live gargoyles? Because only he can see them alive.
Yeah.
And then when Frollo is holding onto one of the real gargoyles, it suddenly comes alive and he looks at it and he's like terrified.
Yeah.
And it breaks off to kill him. It's so good. It's giving me chills right now. I love Hunchback of Notre Dame. It's so great. Frollo sings a whole song about how he's really horny.
He sings a whole song about how he's so horny, he doesn't care that he's going to hell. He's worried and about it. He's worried a bit. And then he goes, you know what? No, I'm too horny for this.
Well, the conclusion of his song is, if she doesn't bang me, I'll kill her. And that's Jesus. The end of the song. The whole song is like, what do I do about this gal I really want to bang? It's making me conflicted because I'm a man of the cloth. Alright, okay. This is what I've decided. If she doesn't bang me, I'll kill her. And that's the end of the song.
It's just horrific.
It's such a good movie.
Jeez. And see, okay, so here's an example of the modern one. Yzma, the evil lady from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, Emperor's New Groove, underrated, really funny movie. I think it's the most underrated Disney movie.
Really, really funny.
Well, Kronk, her assistant,
mm.
Does she become a Kronk? Basically, she becomes like assistant to... she becomes Kronk's assistant who works for Kuzco.
But exactly, yeah. But she's also transformed into like a kitten or a rabbit or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the same spell.
Yeah,
very funny movie.
Really funny, really good. Very fourth wall breaking. I think the humor holds up. There's always a worry with those kind of things. It's
definitely.
It's a bit too self-referential, but it's just self-referential enough. I think it's really good.
See, that's a modern one where it's like, no, they're kind of friends now. Moana, yeah. The thing is, just goes back to being nice.
Maybe Emperor's New Groove was the one that started it all. Yeah. That ended the age of the villain death.
It was too whimsical. It was too whimsical. Scar gets eaten by his hyena friends. Jesus.
Yeah. They turn on him and eat him. So good. Do you think part of it is you can sell dolls of the villain if they turn out good in the end?
Maybe. It's also just, I don't know. Just over time, do we police what kids get exposed to more and more and more? But does that just end with, like, a kid's movie where just nothing happens? Just Spider-Man and the Green Goblin play chess and high five?
Yeah, I'll get to that point and then it'll reset, right? I mean, you've made this point on the podcast before that the Victorians were more puritanical than the people who preceded them.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a culture's gotten a bit Victorian, but we'll have another fucking 60s at some point.
Right? Yeah, someone will... Some producer somewhere will just have the courage to release a Disney movie where it's like, wow, I can't believe that Bimples just gets his fucking eyes eaten by crows and that's the happy ending. And that movie will make $1 trillion and every studio will go, we're like the equivalent of them scrumpling up a piece of paper that says guidelines and fucking basketballing it into a bin. And immediately start making horrifying animations.
Yeah,
it's also weird because like official Disney movies for kids are like nicer and nicer and nicer, and at the same time kids are just more and more just playing like horrifying video games and watching like completely unfiltered YouTube. So you just go, I don't think this is making any difference. I think this is touching the sides.
That's it. Maybe they see their role now as a
counterbalance.
The counterbalance to all that.
Yeah, that's
true. But then what's also interesting now is Disney Plus is a mostly adult service.
Yeah,
right?
I don't get that. You'd think they would have chosen a different name because Disney Plus to me says streaming thing that you sign up to because you've got 7 kids and they need to keep quiet.
Yeah, you're not expecting a Disney Plus to have a hard-hitting drama about the opioid crisis or whatever it is.
Yeah, okay kids, okay, calm down, we're gonna put on something about the Sackler family and you're all gonna just chill out. Mummy, are the Sacklers evil? Yes dear, but it was legal at the time, so it is complicated. Who here knows what a lobbyist is? Shall we do some Corrie's Bone Don'ts?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ring, letters, emails, phone numbers, tweets, your sister, correspondence.
Okay. Yay. We've got a message from Rose.
Rose? Who knows? Who knows Rose?
Who knows Rose?
Who knows Rose? Does anyone here know Rose?
Does anyone here know Rose? Oh, man. My back is wrecked.
Why?
My mattress is too soft and I wake up in a bum divot.
Also, your back has to readjust for the lost weight of your beard. It's probably like pulling back too much now because it's things you got your beard.
I'm basically walking around looking at the sky like a sort of howdy doody, like doot doot doo.
Yeah, you've had a beard reduction. Yeah, and your back is still readjusting.
And you know what? That's fine. A lot of women are very angry. They say it's less hot, but that's their problem. It's not about them. So Rose.
It's such a funny way to like segue into reading something. It's not about them. Anyway, so
well, you know, it's not about them. So all right. Rose's email. Oh, by the way, for the listeners, if you want to see my crazy hairless face, I'll tell you what, here's a bet, Phil. I will post something on Instagram because I got a whole bunch of new followers from the Fringe.
Ooh, exciting.
I don't know if they know I even do a podcast. So I'll do some Instagram post about like, oh, listen to Bud Pod, it's good. And then everyone listening, go on my Instagram, and if enough people, if a certain number of people comment underneath a photo, show us, then I'll post it. I'll post the horrible beardless picture. How many people, Phil, commenting, show us?
Well, before you, I think four.
Four?
Four.
I wanted you to say 100.
I just want you to post a picture.
Okay, split the difference, 50.
Okay, 50. I guess I'm commenting 50 times under different names.
I'll take it. Okay, I'll post that, and then that 50 people says, show us. Then I'll do it. So anyway, Rose. Dear Philippines and Pierru.
Pierru.
Nauru?
What's Pierru? Yeah, I was thinking it must be Nauru. But that's an island off Australia, isn't it?
Well, off is a strong word. I think it's still thousands of miles away.
Right. Well, I guess everywhere's off of Australia, except Australia.
Yeah. Yes. Rose says, three quick things I wanted to share.
One!
On holiday in Mallorca with my brother, his girlfriend, and their kids, I heard a kerfuffle after they'd all gone to bed.
Ah.
Yeah. I thought nothing of it. Until, a couple of days later, my 4-year-old nephew casually mentioned that his mummy had pooed on the floor. I like how casually he must have said it.
Just waving his hand in the air. Mother pooed on the floor, by the way.
Or just, yes, I think the yellow blocks are my favourite blocks. Did I tell you mother pooed on the floor?
Anyway, where are those blocks again?
Children have weird imaginations, so I asked my brother about it, and it turned out that yes, technically, the child was accurately sharing his mother's scatological indiscretions. So I thought I'd share the story of how it happened here. His girlfriend, let's call her my sister in poo, had gone to use the toilet in their ensuite, going about her business in the normal, natural way. Okay.
Okay.
But then she spied a large spider on the floor.
Oh.
Hmm. And...
Oh, this is Mallorca, of course.
Mallorca.
This is an island spider. Mallorca's an island.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's in the Balearics. And the spider would have... Hola. The spider on the floor, and being arachnophobic and also on the toilet, called for help. My brother gallantly went in to catch the beast, but being somewhat nervous about bugs himself, once he picked it up, he panicked and decided he had to flush it down the loo.
Oh, which she was on.
Which she was on. As he brought the source of terror over to the toilet, Sister N Poo fled to the other bedroom where my nephew had been sleeping.
Mid-poo.
Yes. It was only after my brother disposed of the innocent creature. There's a Disney villain death, flush down the bog. that he realized there was a whole fresh poo on the floor.
Oh, no.
In her terror, Sister N Poo had not even noticed that it had slipped out in her dash to safety.
Oh! Oh, my God.
Oh, no, 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 no. Just like a lizard losing its tail. A spider literally scared the shit out of her.
Ah, that's funny.
Mm. Second, this is funny. Second thing. On the same trip, I saw some tat in one of those interiors shops that sells scented candles and beaded lamps and so on. One of them was a wall hanging that simply stated, all in capital letters, "I'm a happy person."
Oh, no.
Isn't that amazing?
That's all it said?
I'm a happy person.
I'm a happy person. That's the most insane thing you could put up.
If the main character in a movie saw that, it would, the music would go ring in someone's house. That's like when Clarice is at Buffalo Bill's house that he's squatting in and notices the evil moth, the death's head moth. You look and see, I'm a happy person, and you just go, shit, this is the killer's house.
Oh, no. And then they lock the door behind you.
Yeah, and you can hear them sort of shuffling around going, anyway, do you hope you like the way what I've done with the place? You're like, uh-oh, he knows I know. Rose continues, if I went to someone's house and saw that hanging up, I would poo on the floor in fear.
Exactly.
As surely only someone truly deranged would have this, yes. Final story.
It's the final story. 3!
Yes. My brother, who really should listen to this podcast so he can share his own stories, I'll tell him to do that after I finish typing this, was giving my 2-year-old nephew a bath in a tub full of toys the other day when the little chap handed him a ball of Play-Doh. My brother took it and instinctively went to pop it in the toy box when he realized it was a whole shit.
Play-Doh's not really a bath toy.
No, but they must be in context. Reasonable. My nephew had just handed him a shit.
Here you go.
Here you go.
Oh, here's something for you.
Buy yourself something nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks so much for the podcast. I enjoy it and value it even more now that I live in Germany, where my access to toilet humor and topical comedy is limited by my poor language skills.
Yes, and their sternness, no doubt. The Teutonic sternness.
There's nothing surprising or amusing in the story of the shit on the floor. It makes perfect sense. The lady had a poo ready to go. She doesn't like the spider. She gets up off the toilet. She runs from the spider. The poo comes out. It was coming out anyway. I don't know why you would even write in about this. I want to say massive, massive thanks to Phil for his book. I'm Filipina Chinese White. So it really spoke to me.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Oh, great.
So Filipina-Chinese/white. That's the punctuation.
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah. I get that.
It was funny, touching, and well-written. I read tons of comedians' books, and the only others that compare were How Not to Be a Boy and Born a Crime. Trevor Noah's.
Oh, Born a Crime is...
Trevor Noah.
How Not to Be a Boy is...
Robert Webb. I believe.
It is, correct.
Any other suggestions? Welcome. Thanks again, Rose. I don't know if we have... Who else is there?
For books?
Yeah, comedian's books, she's saying. Yeah,
Fern Brady's book.
Oh, of course, Fern! From this very podcast.
Yes, and what's-his-face? Bob Mortimer. This book is supposed to be great. I've not read that.
Is it good?
I've not read it, but it's supposed to be really good. It's supposed to be real funny.
Well, we got one quick email from Tim, and it's relating to the sort of mad fake advert placements.
Oh, yes, on the internet, yeah.
And sort of mad, clickbaity rhetoric. The subject line is, Pierre opened this email. What he reads next makes him buy a coffin. So, Tim says, Dear She-Wolf and Coffin Horse.
What's Coffin Horse?
I think it'll be in the link. So, Tim says, I recently came across this YouTube channel with some of the best clickbait ads of all time, enclosed for your elucidations. Oh, are these the clickbait ads on YouTube that look like videos?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm particularly enjoying the strong focus on coffins. I'm not suggesting Phil should attempt to whisper these, but good bloody luck if you decide to try. All the best, Tim. So I'll read these out to you. Oh, no, they are videos, or are they not? So, gosh, okay. So this is a picture of a sort of slightly industrial-looking passenger train going through some woods.
Mm.
And like a two-carriage one, like a sort of Alaskan train.
Oh, yeah.
And it's stopped through some snowy woods on a railway line. And on the railway line is a sort of... is a sort of metal coffin, a sort of steel coffin.
Oh.
And surrounding the train and the coffin lying across the tracks are a bunch of bears with their paws in the air, like they're saying hooray.
What? And this is like realistic?
It's sort of realistic until you zoom in. So from a thumbnail point of view, it looks like a mad scenario, but it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't look plausible, if that's what you're asking.
Right, okay.
And the video is called, He Threw His Enemy on the Rails, But What the Bear Did Was Amazing.
The bear?
The bear.
Okay. What am I trying to whisper? Am I trying to guess?
No, I don't think that's...
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah,
this is insane.
Trying to get that.
So then the next one is a much more badly photoshopped image of a wolf with a rope in its teeth, and the rope is hanging from a helicopter that's flying. So mad, right? And that video is, the she-wolf fell from a helicopter, then a strange thing happened.
That's lazy, then a strange thing happened. All of these could finish with, then a strange thing happened. You got to give us a little bit more. Who called the police?
Who called the
Who
police?
Who went pale? You know?
Yeah. Lazy. The next one, oh, here we go. This explains it. It's a bunch of guys in a Russian-looking cemetery. They're all dressed in a very Slavic way, and the crosses are sort of double crosses, like Orthodox crosses.
Hmm.
And these guys are in like waterproofs, and they're sort of lugging a coffin into a hole themselves.
Right.
And someone has very badly photoshopped a horse that is smaller than the men, kind of rearing up and clopping its hoof on the coffin lid. And the caption is, "The horse began to step on the coffin!" Exclamation mark. Second sentence. When the lid broke, everyone heard. Dot, dot, dot.
Everyone, well, of course everyone heard. They're right there.
But I guess it's because, like, oh, the title's too long. Everyone heard screaming.
Oh. What? This seems to be a through line, a theme in these videos of horses being privy to some secret knowledge.
Yeah.
And unable to communicate it verbally and having to, like, break into something or move someone. Or save someone.
But
these videos think horses are like a special organism.
But it's never, the horses are never privy to really simple stuff like, oh, there's a boy down that well. It's always something to do with like the line between life and death and like supernatural, freaks of nature or like, the horse began to step on the coffin. It's also, well, the stories always have animals in.
Always.
People love animals. Well, now it's time to go to the private VIP horse funeral.
A horse funeral,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
In the Patreon, yes, you'll see the patrons at the private horse funeral. Once again, I am on tour starting in 10 days. Well, starting next week. Basically, starting in Aldershot on the 15th of September. And going around England until October, And then I'm in Australia in November. So go to my website, see if I'm coming near you.
Yeah, you better. By God, you better. I'm on tour soon as well. Look at my website, look at my Instagram. Go to the venue websites. If my website doesn't have a ticket link, I'm going to update it soon. And if you're in London, the 23rd of November, Leicester Square Theatre, that is the final time ever I will be performing last year's show. The tour is last year's show. The show I've just done at the Fringe, that's going to be for next year.
It's the last one, guys. Get in there.
Exactly.
All right. Much love. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.